All right. Madeline is giving me the, what, Price is Right magical fingers or something?
Magic fingers.
Ay, ay,
that
ay.
Was Price is Right magic fingers.
So I know it must be time for...
The Price is Right.
What? Oh, not for the Price is Right. For our next awesome-tastic podcast. Yes.
Yay.
You may have been wondering, gee, when is the next more awesome-tastic podcast coming? It is right now. Coming out of your machine. Your podcasting type deviceo playing unit thing.
So, you mean like a computer?
Well, I was thinking more like perhaps an iPod / MP3 player, not allegiant to any particular megala corporation. Not that I'm bitter toward anyone, because that'd be... But yes, something like that. Something like that. How the heck are you, Mads?
I'm good.
Ah!
Probably like 5 seconds.
You know, we are super-tastically close to putting out an on-time podcast. That, I know. I know. We definitely need...
Encore!
I know, encore. But we've got some things to do first. Let's not get, you know, ahead of us. We're not going to count our...
I have an English paper, too.
Oh, English paper. We're not going to count our podcasts before they are hatched. But,
don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
But by
Mr.
the way,
Popper's Penguins is a perfect example of that.
Yes, but by the way, let's talk first about your paper. What is due tomorrow?
The draft.
The draft is due tomorrow, or your outline?
The draft.
I thought your outline was due tomorrow.
The draft.
All right, well, Madeline's draft is nearly complete. We're listening after school.
It is complete.
It is complete. I'm sorry. What a crazy person, so... We are done with that stuff.
Yeah. Now I just have to write it on the computer. That's
and
right.
We have got some serious comic books to chat of today.
Eight.
Yeah, what a craziness. And
sorry,
weirdly,
if this takes an hour and a half.
I don't think it can take
an hour and a half.
Well.
Because I have a show.
Mom and Dad have to exercise. So, you know, we're going to get casting or podcasting, and then we're going to go upstairs. You've got a show at 8:30. But I was hoping we could start exercising before then, so we could exercise, and then maybe, I know, is this shocking, Mom and Dad could go to bed at a reasonable hour. I know, it's scary. It's scary. We would not be up half the night.
I got this pretty new lotion. It smells really good.
Purdy. I'm making fun of you, but sadly, yeah, this is one of my favorite Bath and Body Works scents. Your father is a little obsessed with Bath and Body Works.
I like that.
It was a good weekend!
Oh snap!
Oh no,
you fell! We're sorry.
Sorry, you've fallen to the ground. Good weekend. Mom and Dad saw American Idiot, which was phenomenal here in Pittsburgh, and I did not expect for it to be phenomenal. But
we had a really sleepover good. With the cousins.
Yes, yes.
Sorry, we're totally off topic
now. Off topic's okay. What do you want to talk? Do you want to talk New Universe first, or do you want to talk the Valiant books? There's a lot of meat to go through in these Valiant books. A lot of finishing up, a lot of back to basics.
Let's talk about Valiant.
All right, where do you want to go? Harbinger, well, the list starts with Archer and Armstrong. So our listener might be easier to go to Archer and Armstrong first. You want to go there?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to give this to you.
Hello, listeners.
Listener. Okay, well, I know. We have a couple of people who have communicated back and forth saying they're almost caught up, so... Especially those New Universe people. And there are some of them out there as well. That's a little bit scary.
They better not like kickers.
Well, I don't think anyone likes kickers. That's the thing about it. I mean, it's...
It's stupid.
Well, it's just a little dumb. And it's too bad, but that was part of the launch, and I think that was what killed it. But we'll talk that on our Kickers exclusive podcast.
This could be the perfect example of one of those things that's spontaneousness is...
Oh, snap. I got a bad link on here. I'm noticing. I'll have to correct that later. Let's go to Archer and Armstrong... Number 7. What do you think?
This first page could go right in my English paper.
the references that? Yeah.
Yeah, we could say that this was the perfect example of how spontaneousness is better than planning because they planned that the war machines would keep everyone out. So their army was lazy.
What did you think of the riddle posed in there, the zero riddle? The nothing riddle? Remember that?
Yeah.
If you eat it, it'll die. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually taught you that.
I know you did. I put that in my little review. What did you think of the comic as a whole?
It was a good comic.
I was rather impressed with it. I thought it was pretty brilliant. Very fun little ride. I like the null concept, the nothing concept. I mean,
but these idiots won and killed the last one. Those idiots? You talk about those idiots?
I love the back and forth between them. I thought Archer and Armstrong back and forth was brilliant. I loved how a little bit of man love of Archer toward Eternal Warrior. You have to admit, it is pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. I mean, driving off the side.
Anyone who wasn't Archer and Armstrong would totally think this statement is crazy. That's what the funny monkey lady tells me.
I know.
That's because you're crazy!
Well, I loved how that was pictured in this comic. I didn't like it last time. So much time devoted to it, I thought there was too much. But I thought this time, just as a reference tool, and I loved the
way
she's...
That's a little reference to my favorite movie, that little crazy thing. Come on. It's another little reference to the movie we watch 10 times a week.
Oh, good God. No more of that. Madeline is obsessed with Coraline lately, and it's starting to scare me.
I'm actually making the play for it. It's going to be on Broadway. You could say you knew me when... You could say you listened to my podcast when I was writing it.
You're getting a little stim-worthy here, Mads. I like the comic. I like the levity of it. I like that it was light. I think it's finally coming into its own as far as a level of writing. One of the strongest. And I thought... And you haven't made it to the other ones. I thought this month as a whole, it was very difficult to determine a strength.
Was it this week that I showed you that really, really ugly drawing in Psi-Force? That really ugly thing.
It may have been, yeah.
I'll show
you. Let's finish this one up first. We're getting a little way off track here. Let's talk about this first and then come back over to it a little bit.
There was not a lot of dialogue in this.
No, it moved quickly place to place. But again, I thought this was on par with all of the old Archer and Armstrong stuff. I felt like it could hold its own against it. And I don't mean that ignorantly. Archer and Armstrong is some of the strongest comics of the original Valiant run, especially at that time frame where that post-Unity or that beat after then, you have a lot of comics that are sort of going downhill at that point. But Archer and Armstrong maintained its strength at least through issue 8 or 12, depending on your own perspective. And I thought this one could have easily jumped right into that line. Love the line. I kind of jumped away from the original Cellar Villains, those 1%ers, and now we're in the zeros. So we got zeros and ones. I don't know if we're going to go to a digital format here. But I also love the Doug Adams 42 reference. One of my favorites of all time.
I like this little part. Humility? 42? Wait, I know. Nutter Butters!
That's right, Nutter Butters. Brilliant. So you liked it?
Why would you eat Nutter Butters and die?
Well, he's just being goofy. It's just ridiculous. I thought it was strong. Anything else you want to say about Archer and Armstrong? Flipping through it. Did you not read this later?
No, I read it a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going that way. I'm going to pass myself
the,
back.
The eights, the infinity. That's the infinity sign.
Yeah,
right?
The infinity is the eight on the side. Yeah, I thought it was very, very strong. Well worthy of being in this line of comics.
Yeah.
I thought Bloodshot was also good. Bloodshot 8, I'm on now.
Can I say something?
Go.
I like the fact that Project Rising Spirit is not just in Bloodshot anymore.
Yeah, it's branching out. We're starting to see that overall look, that linking throughout it. What you think of the Bloodshot comic?
Sorry, I read them all a long time ago.
Take a look here. Well, that's why I wanted to record over the weekend. We got out of time. Here. Go.
Sorry, people.
No, no. We'll live. Let's get this done now. So
we get
go.
This one day.
Bloodshot, what you think?
Okay. The Return of Gamma. Creepiness.
Do you want me to write talk first?
Creepy
sort
tapes.
Of fill in? Let me talk first.
Okay.
I loved it. It gave more back to the last issue, which I thought was weaker. The last issue was not as strong as the other ones in the line, and this one was very, very good. We're closing out the whole connection with the sort of chainsaw, but also we're giving real relevance to that step back issue, last one, Bloodshot 7, with sort of a historical reference. Now it makes sense that that fit in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, what is that face?
Talking to talk.
No, what is that face?
Oh, it's one of the, it's the kid who's throwing you down.
I know, but what is that face?
I don't think he's using his power.
It's freaky.
I like the Gamma back in here. She's a
like
nice
her.
Addition. Well, I think that's important, though. Hating her is important.
Oh,
she's likably
hateable.
That must
hateable. Be important. Because I hate her.
Well, that's important. That is right. I also liked both of the comics. I did like that it wasn't a premium for that one. Yay, hooray, I'll say that.
Hooray.
It's nice to get those out there on both sides. It is a comic that a buddy of mine at school is regularly reading, and I'm not sure why, but it is dark, and it is violent. And I love the fact that this is linking up with Harbinger. I think they have very different levels.
And now Archer and Armstrong, too.
Yeah, Archer and Armstrong peripherally. Shadow Man still seems to be on the side of that.
Shadow Man's...
Well, it's just getting started. Remember, Shadow Man is just starting. It's only on issue 4. So it's a very
yeah,
different
it's
issue.
It's the newest.
Yeah.
And then, Harbinger's so far back. They're only on issue 0.
What do you think of the Zero?
I really like the Zero.
Okay. Give me your feedback on it. Harada's backstory. Let's go back in time for Harada.
I thought it was kind of sad. Like, I knew the backstory for last time, but it was completely different this time, I think.
Yeah, I thought it was,
It made us want to feel empathy for Harada.
Seeing his back.
It makes us realize there isn't just one side to an argument.
Yeah.
It makes us want this issue makes us want to root for Harada, but
right.
then we're like, but he wants to, but he kills, and then we realize, but he kills people.
But it really shows why he is that darkness, why he does judge those people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to say Mads is not going back to the bookkeeper. She's going to her brain on this one. I did not like it on the first read.
Had to read it. I didn't understand some parts of it on the first read, but when I went back to it, I was like...
Yeah, it was very complex, and I felt myself hearkening back to the old Harbinger Files comic where he's lost in the woods. And the sort of snake, your origin or who you are, makes you who you are. I'm hesitant to say how much I loved it, because I still think I wanted the Harbinger Zero to focus more on the kids. I wanted...
The origin of the kids.
Right. And I know they're going back and telling
maybe,
those...
Maybe even just Pete.
Yeah.
We didn't really get a sense of his origin yet.
Yeah, and they may be planning that in the future, they may be holding on to it.
What's that issue going to be called? Harbinger Negative One?
They have done Negative One issues, as stupid as this. They've also done Double Zero issues.
Yeah. Okay, that makes a lot more sense. With Harbinger, -2.
Yeah, they've done half issues. Exo Manowar had a one half issue, was sort of lead into a story. I thought that was dumb. But they have done those kinds of issues.
Harbinger, -59.
Yeah, it gets kind of dumb.
We kind of get a little bit of a sense of Flamingo's origin, and we get a sense of Faith's origin.
Where they're found. But there's still a backstory to them.
Yeah, we kind of get the sense of the backstory for Flamingo. They kind of told us her backstory. And we kind of get a sense of how Torque's life was and how Faith's life was and how Chris's life was. But Peach's just like, where did he come from? He's got so many mixed emotions. Where did he come from? Where did, you know?
It was a tougher comic for me.
And Dad?
Yeah.
Who were the other two born activated people?
The two born activated, well, three born activated people.
Darpan.
Darpan is one.
And then Mr. Harada.
Harada is two. Who would be the third?
Pete.
Okay. Right. So those are the three. Now, there's been speculation brought up that the others, the babies maybe, the kids maybe, and the Blood Project Rising Spirit, but I think there's something else. I don't know if they're activated or they're...
I think they might be activated by, like, having an experience in life.
Or not even psyops. Maybe there's something else in that realm.
Maybe they're activated by, like, having an experience. Like, how Flamingo, she first found her... Like, not found... Mm-hmm. But, like, she had a terrible childhood, right. And that's when her fire came out.
Those burdens, right. Those burdens they had.
But then when she actually found out that she could set herself on fire and control it was when she was breaking up, like, quote-unquote, breaking up with her boyfriend, actually breaking him.
What you think about Shadow Man? I'm going forward here.
It was kind of creepy, this issue, and kind of hard to follow.
I love the introduction of Dart. I love the other parts of Deadside. Again, we're seeing a little bit of the Acclaimed side of this.
Is there a really short person? I don't understand.
Docs? I don't know. I think he's just a little person. And I'm kind of glad they haven't made any jokes to it or referred to that.
Yeah. But I don't... Why... I'd love if they'd explain that a little more.
Yeah, there's some back of him.
I mean, I get it, but I'd love if they'd explain him a little more, because he's kind of like, oh, let's throw another character in here, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And Alyssa's kind of like that, too.
She's sort of a damsel in distress figure, but like, with an attitude right now.
Yeah, she's kind of a kick-butt girl.
She's not a wuss. She's tough.
Wuss puss.
But...
Your cat's not wild. He's a puss-puss. What? He doesn't like his feet wet.
Stimming. No stimming here.
Yes, stimming here.
Yes, no. I like the battle.
Stimming from the comics?
No stimming. I like the battle with Twist. I thought that was effective. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like seeing
having
Garth.
Twist being the key or something.
Yeah, that was a nice little trick.
Yeah.
That was a good flip at the end there. And I also like when everything's over, the sort of, oh, snap, we
oh,
just
oh, snap,
lived.
The monkey's working. Oh, snap, the monkey's working
right.
For Dark.
Well, I wouldn't even call the monkey as working for Dark. He's just there. I don't know if Jaunty...
Oh, snap, the monkey's working for Dark.
Well, I don't know if Jaunty is that. I think he's sort of just in between.
I'd love to go say that to somebody. Just go in an insane asylum and go, oh snap, the monkey's working for Dark.
Oh, that would get you in an insane asylum if you're looking to get in.
Oh snap, the monkey's working for Dark.
I thought four very good issues, and I keep switching back and forth on my favorite. I think of these four. No, not.
You're putting it upside down.
No.
Let me see. Oh my god, how is that so magical?
That's amazing.
it was so magical.
Yeah, magical. I did not...
How did you do that?
I'm amazing, remember? I'm awesome-tastic. Remember, you have to remember, your father is way more awesome-tastic than you think.
I don't
tell you that,
figure out
goof.
How to do it.
There was no playing. It was just, you saw it incorrectly. Look at it. You saw it.
I thought you put it upside down.
All right. You're on, Natalie. You're two on. Let's talk some new universe.
Looks like you put it in upside down. I'm sorry.
Oh, Justice.
Oh, Justice. Oh, Cyforce. Oh, Night Mask. Oh, Starbrand. I have to say, I switched things around a little bit. I took Kickers out and put Cyforce in.
Thank you for not making me read Justice and Kickers in 1 week.
Well, yeah. I think I like this combo better.
Because it's like a few good comics and then it's some bad ones. Some bad ones, too.
Yeah. But,
some that survived and some that died.
Yeah. But also, in this bunch, my gut was they were all much better.
Oh, yes.
And...
Oh, Cyforce. That's the ugly drawing. I gotta find that.
Find the ugly drawing. but my gut was that all of them were much better. Including, and almost surprisingly to me, I thought Justice was much...
I found it! That's such an ugly...
Four pages in.
What is that?
Who's the art on this? Bob. Oh, Bob Hall. Yeah, there's some bad drawings on your Bob. Like, page, let's see.
What is that?
Opposite the Oreo ad with Mickey. There's some woman, she looks like she's been run over by a car. It's bad.
I think it's the girl who heals people.
Let's talk about the comic.
I think it's the girl that heals people.
Let's talk about the comics themselves and pound in a little bit with this and see what's here. So let's...
I'm done now. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Where do you want to talk first?
Let's talk this one.
Cyforce.
Besides the ugly drawing, I thought it was good.
I thought the comic was great.
I thought it was good this time.
It has come a long way, shall we say. Some of it was very weak initially. Some of it was kind of bad. But right now, the turn we are, I gotta say I'm kind of impressed. Starting with the suicide. Hard way to begin a comic. Very adult thematically, and mm-hmm.
You can see that it was probably a good idea to have the bad covers because kids wouldn't be thinking this up.
But strangely enough, I love that the cover reminds me of Harbinger 1 with the Torment on there. That sort of back and forth, hearing all of those thoughts right on the cover. That's tough. And I don't know if there was a direct connection there or not, or if it was intended, but strange to see that Cyforce 1 connected to the Harvey 1, Cyforce 9 connected to Harbinger 1. Those pale thoughts and the mind storm, even as a title. The narration was very good, and I also like the perspective on it, talking about it being not something of bravery.
Oh, the guy who robbed the bank, who took it the wrong way,
They're
finally realizing the full extent of their powers.
The control of it and the response. Pretty slick. Slick little writing here. And again, taking some serious steps forward, giant leaps positively. Cyforce pretty good. Justice, what'd you think? We usually hammer on Justice. I could not find myself a lot of ability to destroy this time.
This was a lot better. I'm finally seeing how it's getting better, but the boo-boo thing is a little weird.
Well, the boo-boo thing was a little bit strange. But I thought this comic as a whole...
You gotta go.
Right, it's dropping off some of the dumb things. Getting rid of...
Ooh, we're driving the world. Saving the world.
Well...
Saving the world.
some of the sillier perspectives in this are gone.
Yes,
some of the, and it was better last month. It wasn't such a train wreck, but this was much better. A lot of visual storytelling in this, and I love how he picked up the gun and shot him in the shoulder, and taking that real realistic trend turn on it. This was biting. It didn't feel exactly like Punisher. There wasn't like a vengeance in there. It was just this, I'm gonna get him. And, you know, Punisher is your archetype, you know, wronged guy or whatever going through. But this was much better, much stronger. And I'm glad to see that junk from the past is sort of being left behind.
He knocked him out.
That's yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, he was sort of a jerk. Really going for the jugular on this.
Why did someone stick a gun up his nose?
That's actually.
There's a gun up his nose. See, there's a gun up his nose.
Oh, he's threatening him.
But why did he stick it up his nose?
Well, because he knows you're not going to miss. It's up his nose, he's not going to miss.
That's true.
There's zero chance of missing. Strong issue. Very strong. Night Mask. What you think? Night Mask, a little different. Sweet cover, by the way.
Yeah, cool cover.
Purdy.
Not at all what the comic was about, but
no.
Cool cover.
The comic was...
The covers never have to
Well, the Night Mask doesn't always follow that
they
line.
They never do.
Yeah, Night Mask covers have sort of been a lot of left field.
Look, cool cover. Let's pick this up.
I thought it was compelling. I didn't understand it completely. I think it was still off. I liked it more than the last couple of issues that's just like, go into a dream and we're gone. Go into a dream and we're gone. It had a different...
Saving a guy and we're gone.
Right. It had a different feel. I wish it was sort of along this so they could have explored that from the beginning. There was no flow in the other stories. It was just the same story.
Go into a dream and we're gone.
Right.
Saving a guy and we're gone.
Yeah.
We just saved a guy with his dreams.
Yeah.
Now we're having a nightmare.
This was better, but I still wouldn't call it fulfilling. It had more to it, but not a lot in it yet. It was okay.
This was creepy. The nightmare that he's having.
Yeah, again, like, it had sections that were good, but the story itself didn't have a ton of flow, I guess, or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then... What? He likes you, Lita? That is such a shocker.
It was okay. I wouldn't, you know, jump through and read it again. But it was okay. And we're sort of running through these, but I want to go to Starbrand, which is our last new one of the month. the Nuclear Nightmare. What do you think?
Duck at the beginning.
I like, Duck again. I think she's a neat character. I really liked the heart in this issue.
Mm-hmm. The poor kid.
And doing something for him. You know, what do you do with a benevolence? What do you do with omnipotence? How do you solve this? And again, you know, social consciousness, big business, bad big business, on the attack against stuff, you know, really raking that up, but going to solve these major problems.
The name of the little Starbrand thingy, mm-hmm. and the logo kind of reminds me of the Harbinger with the little logo for the
E. I think it's intentional. I think there's a direct relationship there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be participating in the art contest again.
Oh, yes. Madeline did not win. She's not bitter, if you're wondering.
I am a little bit.
Of course she's a little bit bitter. She looked at the one this week. She was like, that's all it took. I can do that.
I can do that.
So, well, don't do that. Something else. Do something different.
I mean, mine's like...
Just relax. Win. Do something win. I went for the guilt trip, and that didn't work, so we'll try something else.
I'm going to win.
All right. Win, then. Win.
Every single Friday, I'm going to enter until I win prizes.
Right. Keep putting it in there. Maz wants to win something. So
I'm going to win prizes.
All right. Put it out there. You know, try to see. I like this one.
Do you vote? Or do they...
No, they just pick it, I think.
I wish you could vote, because then all of you will vote for me.
Well, there are plenty of other people around here. My guess is they're trying. Well, we'll see what happens there, so. It's a little strange. I liked it. I thought it was very strong, and again, that real heart to it. And I think that's what's had it been successful. Done it for it. Any other concerns that you want to mention before we close this out?
I'm just sleeping.
Alright, well, let's close this out, Maz, and we'll say it out.
Oh, that's so nice.
Alright, well, we'll close it out then.
That's so nice he put the little star cap on.
That is cool.
You must really love him.
All right, let's end it, Mads. Let's end it. All right. Good night.
Okay, bye.
Bye. We're closing it out.
It's not really... It might not be nice, though.
Oh, no. Well, good day, then.
Good evening.
It's always a day.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Right. Morning and evening.
I think we've got our title.
Good evening.
All right, good night.